All right, 3:30, time to call to order the Town of Scary Bay Communication Committee meeting. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call to take in, let the record show, all members are present, with the exception of Carolyn Brand, who's absent.
Okay, this is the time for public comments. Do we have anyone online?
There's no hands raised.
Kurt, please.
The only thing I had is potentially for, probably for Dina or Alan, then the new, because I've been going through the previous meetings and listening to the audio, and it's coming through very faint. I literally, I'm like taking the volume out to just to be able to hear, even Dina is coming through, even with full volume, it's coming through kind of faint.
So okay.
I would say maybe you want to change that. And I guess the other thing was, I think one of the, what's his name, Leonard? And it was always going on about, well, why don't you guys have video? And so, I don't know if that's an advantage or not, but that might not be too hard now to add the new system. But then again, when you talk video, there's a lot of storage that's required, so the systems are
capable. And I'm sorry, besides, why don't we have what? What did Leonard say?
Video. He wants all the meetings video.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been going through it. Maybe I'm the only guy who's ever come through and listened to the audio, but it would be a little helpful. It's not a deal breaker, though. We can follow along.
No, you're not the only person that listens to it. I've gotten feedback from others that they listen. This is the first time I heard it was faint, though, so
yeah.
Maybe there's an adjustment you guys can make or something.
Well, I will say, Kurt, you're standing right there, and you're standing... Yeah, so you're away from the mic, so maybe that's part of it.
Okay.
And when you said that, I actually moved my mobile mic closer, and Director Gattos is actually further away. So Director Gattos spoke, I spoke, and we review it. We'll see if maybe there's an adjustment seem to be made.
Okay.
But this our mics.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay.
Okay. Well, if there's no other public comments, we'll close public comments and move on to approval of the draft minutes. But since there's only myself here, we can't do that. So we'll table that to the next meeting. Updates, electronic signboard.
Yes, sir. Director, so we met, myself and Monica Gallo, our landscape manager, met with the county approximately 2 to 3 weeks ago. And the county has an actual budget for different improvements that they're going to make to the various zones within our town. And Zone 57 is slated for an illuminated informational sign. This was on their Excel spreadsheet, I think, for some time, even before I got here. Unfortunately, they have this project slated for fiscal year 31 and 32. And when we asked about why that's occurring, they explained to us that Zone 57, because they don't have an escalator in their taxes, that they're very low in money in that zone. So that's why they pushed it out to this later date. They have a budget for $40,000. I don't think that's going to be enough money come 31, 32. And also one of the things we also talked about is where are we going to place that electronic signboard? Is it we want it on the west end of town so people that are coming in off of Big Store in that area would see information that we're putting out there? And one of the discussion points was they were talking about putting it on a median out on Big Store. Well, you know, knowing how traffic accidents occur and, you know, one car hits that, but that's going to probably total the entire sign. One of the ideas we had was putting it at the parking lot on Bixler, and it would be positioned one way, more than likely be pointed for the motorists that are driving north, so they would see it. It would be the closest to the signboard. We had concerns that if it was a two-way signboard, that drivers coming from the opposite direction would be looking at it, drivers coming north might be looking at it, and it is a two-lane roadway, and I think the speed limit there is 45 or 50. You know, we know that people tend to exceed the speed limit, and we were concerned about accidents. So that's kind of what we're discussing with them. Obviously, we have some time. If this is something that the board wants me to bring to the county to see if we can get that moved up and maybe move some other priorities, to see if we can get that, that's something that we can do.
So again, for clarification, Zone 57 is specifically...
Regatta.
Just Regatta, okay.
Yes. There was also some talk about putting it as you're driving driving down Highway 4 at Pixler in the, there's actually a, I think right now there's an Annie sign for promoting a play, putting it there, but then there was a lot of discussion that for people to be going through that intersection, there is a crosswalk there. You know, we hate to see if someone's reading that sign not paying attention to a pedestrian, so I don't think that is a good location personally.
Yeah, originally when we purchased the signboard, or the sign, I wasn't part of the purchase process, but there was a lot of discussions as far as where it was to be placed, and that was one of the locations that was talked about, and there was a lot of negative reasons to be placed over there. And I'm not sure who we're conveying information to at that point, the residents or people who are just commuting by.
Right, I think it would be people that live in Discovery Bay that are leaving Discovery Bay, but at least they would see it, but just the potential of something bad happening there. I think that would weigh the value of having it there. But the county has been receptive to us. Monica and I have a very good relationship with Rochelle, who is the person who handles the special zones. So more to come on that.
Are they adamant that that's what the direction they want to go at some point, or could those funds be used for other projects at 57?
So
you might not ask that question, but.
Well, these were things that were placed on there. These go back years. So I don't know who put these requests on the budget, but if there's something if the town would like to abandon that and free up those monies for other projects in Zone 57, I think the county would probably at least listen to our discussion.
I don't speak for the board, obviously, but from a park and rec standpoint, I'd rather see those funds, I'd rather see park improvements over there than a giant signboard, but. I question how much activity this signboard generates for residents. So I don't know if there's a way to measure that or not.
I don't know a way to measure, but I know when the signboard is down, we do receive a lot of contact us messages saying, "Hey, your signboard's down. What's going on? When are you going to get it fixed?" That sort of thing. So, despite some feelings about it, it is a way to get information out to the public.
Nope,
and
agree.
I think it is valuable.
Any public comments?
No answers.
Okay. Let's move on to the quarterly newsletter.
Yes. So, our general manager, Dana Breitstein, has directed myself to start a quarterly newsletter that would go out to the public. It would be a digital letter. We wouldn't be sending it mailers. It would be something that we send out electronically. And some of the ideas that we had are pretty basic. One is landscape updates, rec programs, but also things such as the summer job. If we do this quarterly and we put those things out there digitally to our public, they're going to know that we are a partner with
Lions Club.
The Lions Club. The Lions Club. And if we can start getting those messages out there, I think that's going to improve the event that we have here, let people know that we do have a community center here and do those things. But also part of this discussion too is hopefully solicit feedback from the committee as well as the board of other things they would like to see in that quarterly newsletter. And the reason why we want to do it quarterly is it may not sound like it, but it is a little bit of work to put that stuff together and keep coming up with things.
Sure.
If we did it monthly, it wouldn't be much of a newsletter, but if we could do it quarterly, I think we'd get a lot of good information out there.
Well, do you envision this as a one-page newsletter or a several-page newsletter?
I'm picturing it like a one-page, but there's things that we can do. Like I'm not sure if you're familiar with Canva, but you can put Canva is basically you're putting information out there in words, but you're also putting there's also pictures associated with it. My wife uses it at her employment, and it's a good way to communicate to the public because. Not everyone's going to read it, but when they see a picture, they may look at it and get a better idea of what the message is.
I think it's a great idea, and I think keeping it simple to one page is probably a smart idea. And we can encourage our residents to sign up for email notifications that aren't signed up currently.
That's absolutely true. We can put that in there. We can put information in there about our text, our SMS messaging. Those types of reminders to get the public to be more engaged because you've heard it, I've heard it, is that I didn't know about this meeting, or I didn't know about this. Well, if we're taking another step to try to get that information out there, it's just one less way that the public can say, I didn't know about it because we are trying to get the information.
So you have to figure out how to get them to click on the email and open it up and...
Well, I'm suggesting that we put it on our social media so it's up there, they can click on it. If it's something that's more than we can put on our social media, then it's a link. And when they click on that link, you could open something. So we're going to play with it. But this is still in the discovery stage of what we're going to do.
Any public comment?
So it's a QR codes maybe? Static pages?
Absolutely. The QR code for SMS texting. And I think what you're saying, Kirk, is spot on. We put more QR codes to get people to links a lot quicker without having to search.
I like it. Item E1, discussion and cancellation of the July 3rd meeting. Obviously, since Karen is not here, we can't make an agreement, but I sure think the rest of the board would agree for the rest of the meetings, because that's a busy weekend. So, all right. Well, I guess that's it. Any future agenda items that, no? Well, there you go. 3:41, communication meeting adjourned.